This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, and tonight we have an opportunity to visit with the two finalists for the Great Galesburg Shake, that being Kaylee Miller, 7th grader at Churchill Junior High, and Sarah Say, a junior at Galesburg High School. An exciting week with the Great Galesburg Shake, and our two finalists went to Chicago, and then Tuesday night, Sarah was awarded as the winner, and Kaylee, the runner-up. I want to tell you both, you're both winners in my mind, that you both did a terrific job, and I appreciate you coming back to the studios to be with us here this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Kaylee, if you had to characterize the whole experience of the Great Galesburg Shake, what would you say to your friends? What would you say about the Great Galesburg Shake?
Fascinating and interesting at the same time, because you met so many people, but you got so many new opportunities to meet as many people as you could, which was fun.
Mm-hmm. Sarah?
I would say I would definitely recommend them doing it next year. It was a wonderful learning experience, and I got to meet a lot of people, as Kaylee said, interact with people, and learn a lot of skills that we get to use later in life. So,
Yeah. Well, the culmination of this whole Great Galesburg Shake was a trip to Chicago for you two, and I can't even imagine what that must have been like in a whirlwind day. Did you take the 7:30 train up there, the early morning train?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Kaylee, tell me a little bit about what you did, and I'll have Sarah fill in the blanks, too.
Well, we rode the train up there, and we went to B96, which is a big radio station in Chicago. We got to tour like each room and look at everything, and the setup is similar to here at WGIL, which that was fun. So then after that, we ate lunch at Gino's East, where we got to sign our names on the wall. That was really cool.
What kind of pizza did you have?
We both had the deep dish cheese,
yeah,
which is very good.
Sounds good. And after dinner then, Sarah, what happened then?
After that, we went to one of the Chicago firehouses, and we got to tour that and meet a lot of the firemen. We got to see the four different trucks they use and the procedures that they carry out for when there's an emergency. After we toured the firehouse, we got to go to the Field Museum, which was very neat. We got to see several of the exhibits, but probably the most exciting part was touring like behind the scenes, where we got to see several artifacts that haven't even been brought out. In fact, they told us that only 0.0002 of the stuff is out on display. The rest of it is in the archives downstairs and in storage rooms. So we got to see some of that, which was very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Did you see anything that you thought, wow, I've never seen that?
Yeah, actually, they had, like, plants on a paper flattened down so you could, like, examine them. And one on the little tab, it said Costa Rica. So it was a plant from Costa Rica, and it was interesting to see how maybe they'll be brought out in a new exhibit.
Mm-hmm. So you were in the archives, sort of, Sarah? Is that...
Yeah, and we also got to see new exhibits that were coming. They had a China one that they were setting up. We got to kind of pull back the curtain and see what was behind there, what was to come. And we talked about some of the exhibits that they're going to be. They have one exhibit that kind of travels around, and new ones replace it from other museums. Mm-hmm. So this time was a Viking one, which was very neat. And the China one was coming up next, so that was very cool.
Had either of you been to the Field Museum before?
I didn't think I had. Maybe I did when I was little, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I had once when I was younger, but it was a long time ago, and so this was definitely neat, too. I couldn't remember a lot of it, and they've changed a lot since I'd been there, so...
Yeah, the exhibits change, and most people that are going to pay their money and go in aren't going to get a tour behind the scenes.
Oh, definitely.
Unless you know somebody, right?
Yeah.
Well, a fascinating trip, but at the same time, did you have to answer questions from people? Because obviously I heard them mention that word rubric on Tuesday when they came back. So that meant to me that somebody was doing something kind of behind the scenes and following you. Go ahead.
With each person we talked to and everywhere we went, they all had rubrics. So at the end, when we would leave, they'd fill them out and then send them to Mrs. McNally and Mrs. Vonnegut. So like the firefighter that toured us around and showed us all the procedures, he had rubrics and filled them out. So each person had guidelines for us to kind of follow and score us on.
Sarah, did you have to answer questions by them, or was it just kind of an interaction social?
It was more of an interaction and how we handled ourselves and carried ourselves, as well as asked questions and started conversation. But there wasn't as much of them asking us questions. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit different than the other rounds.
Yeah, they just kind of took it all in and told people what they thought. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting program. But, you know, I thought after a whole week and 90 students and shaking hands with many of them, and then, you know, we had a dozen here to tour. And, by the way, I'm hearing the 12 Steps of Triumph on the radio station now. So that's good to hear as well. So would you have any suggestions for? I know, Sarah, you said, hey, do this again next year. But if you changed anything or had a suggestion, what would it be?
Like you said, I thought it was amazing how they did it this year. Possibly for next year, I think it would be neat to do a little bit more, like we had different levels, and all of it was by ourselves for the most part. And I think it would be neat to do one round where you had to do some group work, because when you get older and you get a job and stuff, you have to learn to work and cooperate with others. And so I think that would be a nice aspect to add to this, teamwork, because we got to cheer each other on, but we didn't get to do anything really together as far as
collaboratively.
Yep, exactly.
Kaylee, would you have any suggestions that you'd like to see?
Actually, when we were waiting to announce the final two in the top five, we were talking and we said we were downtown, so at the Community Foundation, actually. So we were looking outside the window and there are all those businesses, so we thought maybe next year, maybe for the top 12 or top 8 or even top 5, you had to go into each business. We could get like a whole street involved. You go into each business, have to talk to them, ask them about their business, and then they have a rubric kind of like we did in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, where they just kind of fill it in and tell everybody what they thought. Would you like to see finalists on different levels, different grade levels? In other words, a junior high, a grade school winner, junior high winner, high school winner. Did that enter into any of your conversations?
That didn't as much, but one thing that got brought up was someone had talked about possibly having other area schools do it to where, you know, Galesburg could choose a winner and then they could go against another area school's winner for the total grand prize, which would be neat to see.
Yeah, and then something with that, if you got more schools involved, then maybe you could do grade school. And then junior high and high school could be mixed. So you have lots of junior highs and high schools going against each other, and then like grade school going against each other.
Wow. They'll have a lot to plan, won't they, in coming years with the suggestions. Well, moving away a little bit from this, Kaylee, you got plans for the summer? I think today was the last day of school, right?
Yes.
You're all wrapped up for the, and so you'll be in eighth? Yeah. So what's the summer bring?
Well, actually, Monday I start basketball camp and volleyball camp as well. So I'll be doing those, and then I'll have a basketball league as well. I'll be outside a lot with my friends. So
sounds like that'll keep you busy till August, right? I think it's going to be a short summer, too, because it was kind of a long school year. So August will probably come around quickly. And Sarah, we know from talking to you a week ago that you've got a mission trip coming up in July. And what else is planned for the summer?
I'm also going to two different camps. I'm going to one at the University of Illinois and one at Augustana this summer. I'm also doing a lot of activities with my church. This weekend, we're going to an organization called Feed My Starving Children to help package foods for kids in Africa that don't have anything to eat. I'm also going to be running cross country this summer. And I'm involved in student council, so we'll have some of those meetings over the summer. And other than that, probably going to the pool and spending time with friends and family.
Yeah.
Kind of relaxing a little bit.
Yes.
Was it a whirlwind week as much as it seemed like it was? Was it for you too, do you think, when you started coming down that home stretch after night?
Yeah, because as well, like, our teachers were trying to wrap things up, and they, like, we would have worksheets and things, so along with the Great Shake, you'd have to do your things at night, which still, you could still get them done. This was, like, it wasn't a big deal, but it was fun to be relaxed and have that kind of two-day break, because, like, the first rounds are finished, and then we went to Chicago after, so it was good to relax and catch up.
Yeah, and the school year was wrapping up for you, too, Sarah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, with finals and everything, and having the great shake, as Kaylee said, and all the excitement, too, kind of at
adrenaline.
All the adrenaline. When it came time to go to sleep, it was kind of hard some nights because we were very excited, and then the next morning a little bit tired, but... It was all a neat experience. So.
Yeah, that's what I figured on Tuesday night when you came back to the depot. I thought they'll be up till midnight because
they're
so wound up. So, yeah, terrific. Well, listen, Kaylee Miller from Churchill Junior High and Sarah Say from Galesburg High School, really appreciate one more interview in all this. Thanks for coming into our studios once again. Have a great summer.
Thank you.
And then
you
come
too.
Back when you want my job, okay?
Okay.
This is Galesburg Radio 14.